Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? Good to know that we're on our way to heaven. Hallelujah. God's so good to us. He's been so good to us. He hasn't quit. And I'm just glad I'm part of the kingdom of God. I'm glad that God has got His hand upon me and upon you too. He wants to do great and mighty things for us. It is our fault that He can't. It's not His. I know sometimes we go through trials, tribulations, persecutions, hardships, difficulties, and disappointments of life. But for the most part, they're for our benefit and our blessings. We turn them into curses. You know, we just feel like that God is treating us wrong, that things ain't going right for us. I have never in my whole entire life blamed God with anything. Never have. You might say, Brother Ross, no, I haven't. He's not to blame.
No,
He's the remedy.
Yes, He is.
He's the remedy. If we will just let Him be, He is the remedy for everything in our life, everything around us. Whatever it is, God is the remedy.
Yes,
to call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. But the trouble is, we don't call in faith, believing that God will hear us, and so therefore, a lot of times, God says, I can't help you, because without faith, it is impossible to please Him.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Listen to what He said. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
He that cometh to God must believe that He is,
yes,
and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
Right.
Hallelujah. Feel His presence.
Thank God.
Amen. God's a good God.
Yes, He is.
Amen. He's never to blame. He's never to blame with anything. Sometimes our trifling around and our just half-heartedly serving Him and just half-hearted faith, you know. We turn away the blessings of God from our door. Amen? But I'm telling you, when we believe and trust Him, amen, He's ready to help us. He's ready to help us. If you'd like to read with me tonight, I want to read some scripture out of Genesis chapter 24, if you would. Genesis chapter 24. The Bible said, to finish out what I was talking about, the Bible said, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and He addeth no sorrow with them. So, I'm telling you, if we'll let Him, He'll bless us. Amen? That don't mean you won't have no trials. That don't mean you won't have no testings. That don't mean you won't have no persecutions. Yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But I'm telling you, if we will let Him, He will bless us. Amen? All right, in Genesis 24 and 50. So then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, the thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord hath spoken. And it came to pass that when Abram's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold, raiment, and gave them to Rebekah. And he gave also to her brother and to her mother's mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at least 10. After that, she shall go. And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. Back to verse 56. And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. Hinder me not. Would you pray with me? Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the privilege, Lord, to be here in your house. Thank you for your people. I pray, God, that you would help us tonight. Oh, Lord, we're looking to you. We're not looking, God, to what we can do. Without you, we're failures, Lord. Without you, we can do nothing. I pray, help us to lean heavily upon you tonight, God. Help us to look to you, the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. I ask for that anointing that makes preaching effective, God. That anointing, Father, that destroys the yoke and gives us liberty and freedom. Touch the people. Touch their minds, Lord, that they may hear your word. In Jesus' name we pray. And amen. The word there the word hinder means barrier. It means blockade or barrier, to beat back, to check, as in the course of a ship. It means hinder or barriers to blessings. Barriers to blessings. That's what I want to preach to you by the help of the Lord tonight. Barriers to blessings. We need the blessings of God. I pray, Lord, bless your people. Help them, God. But you know, sometimes we just pray for the blessings. We don't pray for the correction, the instruction in righteousness. You know, that is what God gives us through His Word and through His Spirit. He wants to correct us. He wants to instruct us in the ways of righteousness. And so, barriers to blessings means those things that we let hinder us, that we let hold us back, that we don't feel like they're necessary sometimes, or they won't hinder us in serving the Lord. But a lot of times God is saying, when you go to Him, I've had the Lord put His finger right up on something in my life and saying, I'm not pleased with this. I'm not pleased with this. This is a hindrance to you in your progress in serving me. We want a ready-made, easy come, easy go salvation to where we just we go to church, we get the blessings of God, we go back to the house, we eat, we drink, we're merry, everything's going good, and then we go back to the house of the Lord, and again and again and again, we just drink in the blessings of God. God doesn't work in that way. If there's something in our lives that He's not pleased with, then God's going to put His finger upon that very thing that He doesn't like in our lives. He's going to say, I am not pleased with this right here. That's the reason I said, I have never blamed God for anything that come my way. My children used to get sick, and when they would get sick, Brother John, the Lord would bring a thing to me that I was guilty of, or that I was failure of, and I wasn't doing properly. He would bring those things to me. I could not blame God for my child being sick. I don't know whether that was, but God would bring those things to me automatically, things that I was guilty of, things He was not pleased with. We all have them. One time or another, sometime or another, we have those things come our way. And they hinder us. I know I've been there. I've lived good. I mean, day after day after day, month after month. You know what I'm saying? I'd live good. I prayed. I sought God. My life was what God was pleased with. I'm not boasting in me. I'm telling you, you got to be on top of things in order to do that. But then I've halted. I faltered. And I have failed. And I've had God speak to me and say, hey, this is why, amen, that I'm withholding the blessings. In other words, they're barriers to your blessings because I want you to change. I want you to do something different. I want you to do better. I want you to seek my face. I want you to call upon my name. Amen. I want to tell you something. If the blessings are not flowing in our lives, then they're not flowing from our lives. They first got to flow into us. I feel the Holy Ghost, and then they got to flow from us into our brothers and our sisters, our families. Come on, those all around us. We are supposed to be filled with the blessings of God, flowing in and flowing out. Hallelujah. God wants those things in our life. It's all right. We should search our lives. I don't know about you, but I haven't quit doing that. When I get down to pray now, I search my life. I allow God to search my life. If He sees something in my life that He's not pleased with, then I know those are barriers to the blessings that I want and to the blessings that I need. And God is withholding those things because I am not doing exactly like I'm supposed to. And so they're barriers to blessings. They become barriers to blessings. Amen. Now you pray for me. I'm not as young as I used to be. Amen. Sometimes it takes its hold on me. Amen. And it means to beat back, to check, as in the course of a ship. You wouldn't think about getting on the ship where the man was careless. He didn't know what course to take. He didn't know how to operate that ship, would you? No. That would jeopardize your life. And you would not want that. So it means to check. It means to beat back. It means to keep in check. And that's exactly what God wants to do with each of our lives. Keep our lives in check. In Hebrews 10 and 25, it talks about not forsaking yourselves together. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, even the more so, he said, as you see that day approaching. It was happening in Paul's day. How much more is it happening in our day? This is a good little crowd for Wednesday night here tonight, and several of them's gone and out. It's a good little crowd. Amen. My pastors sometimes preach 6 and 8 on Wednesday night, maybe 10 at the most. Amen. Sometimes it don't matter to him if he ain't but 4. He raises up and preaches.
That's right.
Amen. He doesn't stop, doesn't pull back, doesn't hold back. Amen.
Right.
We need to beat back those things that are hindering us from serving God.
Right.
We need to beat them back. We need to push them back.
Yeah.
We need to hold them back. We need to get rid of them. Whatever they are, we need to get rid of them and say, hey, devil, you're not cheating me out of my blessings. You're not taking my blessings away from me. Because just let your blessings be hindered. It won't be long until you'll be down. You'll be pulled down. You'll be disheartened. You'll be sickened. You won't know what to do. What's wrong with our church? It ain't every time what's wrong with your church. It's what's wrong with you individually. God didn't make you responsible for how your brother and your sister lives. You to pray for them. Yes, you are. But He didn't make you responsible for what they do and what they withhold. He only holds you responsible for what's wrong in your life. Amen. So we need to check and make sure, amen, that we're doing what we're supposed to do. Forsaking ourselves, assembling together, that is one of the things that God hates when His people don't go to His house to worship Him. You're not going there to visit. You're not going there to see who's there. You're going there to meet God. Hallelujah. You're going there to worship Him. You're there to give Him glory and honor and praise and dominion over your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Failure to go to the house of God is barriers to blessings. You can't expect God. And if you just drag in, now hold on for you for a rough ride here. If you just drag in and drag out, you can't expect God to get excited about that. Come on here. He gets excited about His people coming to His house, and He gives His presence. Amen. He brings the presence of God into the place where people are gathered together joyfully, praying, seeking God, worshiping God, crying. Come on here.
Go ahead. You're right.
But when people just slouch in, slouch out, God can't help you. Can't help you. He'll give you conviction. He'll give you conviction. But that's about it. Don't you forsake the assembling of yourself together, as a manner of some is. He said, exhorting one another. Exhorting one another. And what's the rest of it? Exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see that day approaching, the day of the Lord, the coming of our God to catch away His people out of this world. Even the more so when you see that day approaching. Folks, we're there. The rapture, the catching away of the saints of God could be right now. I ain't talking about 5 minutes from now. It could be right now.
Amen.
So what's going to hinder you from going is if you don't go to the house of God with enthusiasm. Hello? You need enthusiasm about going to the house of the Lord. Well, I worked hard today and slopped down on the bench. No, you go to work and give your boss man the best you have, and then come to the house of the Lord and give God what's left over. That is barriers to blessings. That is roadblocks to blessings. The roadblocks you set up, not what God set up, but you set them up, amen, because you have refused to come to the house of the Lord and give Him the strength that you can give Him. You want to rest on the bench while the preacher preaches. You want to rest on the bench while others sing. No. Get involved. Pray. Seek the Lord. Put just as much into it as if you had rested all day long.
Go ahead. You're right.
Barriers to blessings. They hold us back. Amen. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee. Sometimes you would wonder about that, wouldn't you? Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. Hello? We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thine house, even of thy holy temple. We shall be satisfied. In other words, I should be satisfied with what God's got for me here this very night.
Amen.
But if I come so tired and I come so, laid back and can't hardly keep my head up and can't get involved in the service, do you think God is excited because I'm here?
No.
I would say more insulted because I'm not giving Him what I need to give Him. Amen? I feel the Holy Ghost in here. I know I'm not jumping rope and all of those things, but I feel this is what God has given me. You know, He said in His Word, let us go on to perfection. Let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from faith and of dead works. He's talking about if we just have to keep repenting over and over of the same old thing over and over again and again. That's dead works. We've repented over that one thing 1,000 times. Maybe not quite, but anyway, 100 anyway.
Thank
I know God's not pleased with that. But I'll tell you what He is pleased with. Sacrifice. Sacrifice of praise unto the Lord. Amen. Sacrifice. Hallelujah. He said in Psalms 84:2, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Crieth out for the living God. In other words, I come here to meet the Lord. I come here to see God. You say, see God? Yes. See His works. See His power manifested among us. I come here for that purpose. I come here not to just bless you, but to be blessed myself. It's a blessing for me to preach the gospel. Amen. Most especially if I feel like I've got the message that God wants me to give to you. That is a blessing unto me. Not a curse. It's not a pain. Come on. It's not hardship. It's not difficulty. It is not disappointment, but happiness. Amen. My soul longeth, he said. My soul longeth, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. You know what David was using? The term, like, I've been in a desert all day. I've been crossing the desert where it's dry, hot, can't hardly go. So I'm coming to the house of the Lord, in the courts of the Lord, where I may drink of the waters of life freely. Amen? I want to get refreshed. I want my soul to be lifted up, Brother John, when I walk out of this place. I want to be in better shape than I was when I come in. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalms 92 and 13. Those that be planted in the courts of the Lord shall flourish, shall flourish. Hallelujah. Woo! Planted, rooted. Come on, rooted, grounded, settled. Come on here. How many knows what I'm talking about? This is my life. Amen. This is what I want. Amen. Glory to God. This is what I need. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not a drudgery to come to the house of the Lord, but it's a joy of the Lord to come into the house of our God. Woo! Amen. There's a lot of people can't come. Brother Doug's one of them. He'd be here if he could.
Oh yeah.
He'd be here. That's all right. God's going to raise him up. I believe that. He's going to come.
Right.
Glory to God. Amen. We just may have to take out and shout a little bit here in a few minutes. Amen. Glory to God. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. You say, when are you going to get away from the house of the Lord? Probably not. This is the center of our worship. This is the center of our worship. This is where we grow. This is where we get our strength. This is where we get healed. Come on. Glory to God. Would you just lift up your hand and praise Him? He's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Oh. Lord, it's good to be here. God, it's good to be here. They that be planted in the courts in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of the Lord. Amen. Psalms 96 and 8, give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering. Bring an offering. Did you know a lot of times We don't even, you know, we give a little puny offering a lot of times when the offering plate passes. And you know, God, that takes that. It takes that to run the church.
Yes.
I'm not belittling that. If you don't have but a dollar, put it in. Have 50 cent, put it in there.
Right.
If that's all you got, God's going to bless you for it.
Yes, He will.
That's right. If you would have put in $5 and you only had 50 cent, you give the 50 cent, God is going to give you a $5 blessing.
Right.
I believe that.
All right.
I believe that with all my heart.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, an offering does not necessarily mean money. Bring an offering.
That's true.
Stand up, Brother John, for me. Praise Him. Praise Him.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. That's an offering. Did you hear me? I said, that is an offering. Amen. Raise your hands. Come on. Raise your hands. Praise Him. That's an offering unto the Lord. Bring an offering and come to the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah, we pray.
So there won't be no barriers to blessings.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Hallelujah. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. There was a time when the Psalms of David couldn't get to the house of the Lord. Saul, his enemy, was hunting him like a dog. He couldn't get to the house of the Lord. He said, even the swallows, even the birds, build their nest in the house of the Lord. And I can't go. Now, that ain't in there. You can't. Don't look for that. I can't go. But David couldn't go. Yes, he did. We should look forward. We should look forward to Wednesday night. Wednesday night seems to be the hardest to get here. Tired. Sacrifice a praise unto the Lord. Sacrifice unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's more things than that. Failure to walk in the counsel of God's Word. Failure to hear His Word and obey it is barriers to blessings.
That's right.
His Word is the most precious thing upon the face of this earth.
Oh, yeah.
In physical form. You hear me?
Oh, yeah.
In physical form. Now His Spirit is wonderful. I mean, we felt it here just a few minutes ago. I still feel it.
Right.
And it's wonderful to feel the Spirit of the Lord in our hearts and our lives.
Right.
Helping us.
Right, brother.
But His Word is the most precious physical thing that you and I could get a hold of. Yes. It tells us how we are supposed to live. It tells us how to receive the blessings of God. It tells us how to make our blessings rich in the Lord. It gives us all the benefits there is and serving God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, we need to walk in the counsel of His Word. Blessed is the man that what? Walketh in the counsel. Not in the counsel of the ungodly, but in the counsel of God's Word. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is were in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be what? Like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. Amen. His leaf shall not wither. He'll bring forth his fruit in due season. Come on. He'll bring forth his fruit in due season. And he'll bring an offering to the Lord. Amen. Of that fruit. That's right. He'll shew forth the praises of the living God. Amen. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. They walk in His ways. Walking in the ways of the Lord. Amen. God said this. He said, I will look unto this man. Let me back up just a minute. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, and the thoughts of His heart to all generations. And then He said, I will look to this man. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath my hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, to this man that is poor and of contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. We got people today that can listen to the word of God preached under the anointing. They walk back out the same way they come in. It's a dangerous thing. That's barriers to blessings. That's keeping the blessings of God off of your life when you do that. When you do that. I'd be scared to do that. When I get down and things are not going good, and maybe things don't work as well at times for me as it does for your church, your blessed people. You are a blessed people.
Yes,
let me repeat it again. You are a blessed people. Spirit of God moves in your church. You have preaching the word. Oh, it may scald you a little bit. It may scald you a little bit. Come on. It may make you think, well, when in the world are we going to get something good? All you have to do is just come back next week, and there's the blessings of God flowing. Come on. And sometimes I get down to pray, and I say, God, when? When? Yes. Yes. But I come here, every time I come here, I have never come to this place that I didn't rejoice, that I didn't feel the presence of God, that I didn't rejoice in the word of the Lord, even though correction. Yes. In camp meeting, I got corrected. I got instructed in the ways of the Lord. Yes. I'm not too good for that.
Right.
You're not too good for that.
Right. Go ahead.
Amen.
Right.
We all need it sometimes.
Yes.
In the ways of the Lord. Great peace have they that love thy law. Great peace have they that love thy law. Say it with me. Great peace have they that love thy law. And nothing shall offend them.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Say it with me again. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. If he hits you, you must be doing something. If he corrects you, you must need correcting. These are the things. See, we're the type of person who want to get saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and sit down and rejoice. It's not that way. It doesn't work that way. Never does work that way. Never has worked that way. You'll rejoice. If you'll pray and seek God and keep up your relationship with God, I'm telling you, you're going to rejoice.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost, a lot of people don't allow the Holy Ghost to move exactly like He wants to move. And they just feel like that's a hindrance to the service. No, you look around you. Other people's rejoicing.
Yeah.
Other people's receiving.
Right.
Other people's getting what they need.
Come on, brother.
Look around you.
Yeah.
If you look, you might be the only one. It's not really into the thing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about these are barriers to blessings.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
They're barriers to your blessings because you're refusing what's being preached. You're rejecting. Hey, it isn't for you. Every time, it's not for you. But do you want to cheat your brother or your sister out of correction?
Come on.
When you don't need any?
Come on, bro.
No. That's barriers to blessings. That hinders, that barrier hinders the blessings of God. That attitude hinders the blessings of God. Brother Dan tells me every time, Brother Ross, you preach to us what God gives you.
Right.
So therefore, I don't feel like I'm overstepping my boundary.
Right.
It's not my church. It's not my flock. But I'm preaching to you what the Lord gives me.
Right.
And that's exactly what
God. Right.
Another thing is a prayerless life. I'm going to have to hurry. It's a prayerless life. You don't pray. By the time you go home, husband and wife, you might want to grab the seat. You should pray together for the sake of your home. Gonna get quiet.
Come on, brother, go ahead.
For the sake of your home, for the sake of your relationship. Come on. You know why the enemy can rush in on us and just get us all tore up just like that? Because we're not united.
Right.
Family's not united.
Right.
Church is not united. Barriers to blessings. Abraham's servant said, "Don't hinder me.
Right.
I'm on a mission.
Yeah.
I'm on a mission for my master. Don't hinder me."
Right.
Listen, we're on a mission for our master. Don't hinder me.
Right.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
I feel the Holy Ghost here.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
If you don't pray together, you might not stick together.
Go ahead.
It might be yeah at the house.
Come on, preach.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody's talked to me. Nobody's telling me nothing. Don't have to. I just know how things go.
Yeah.
Me and my wife pray together. Now, I do go in my study and pray, and she prays in the living room. I can hear her pray, and she can hear me pray. But I just like to kind of close myself in. Nothing wrong with that. I just like to close myself in and pray and seek God.
Yeah.
Nothing any greater in the world. Listen, if you don't pray, if you leave this church and you don't pray till you come back, I'm surprised that you come back.
That's right. Amen. That's right, brother. Come on.
I am surprised that you come back. I'm surprised that the devil didn't devour you.
Right.
Nobody can exist without prayer.
Right.
Not anybody. There's barriers to blessings.
Amen.
We've got to pray, saints of God. When my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins, I'll heal their land.
I know.
I didn't come to tear you down. I come to help you. That's exactly what this message is doing. Is helping you. Let me go back a little bit. Today, I kept looking for something else. I really, Brother John, didn't want to preach this. You know, sometimes we're that way. But God said no. You preach this. This is what I'm going to anoint. This is what I'm going to bless if you preach this. Amen? A prayerless life is a life that's not going to be a blessing to nobody. Nobody. Teenagers, You need a prayer life. Moms and dads, I was preaching here a while back at I was invited to a church where my grandson goes to church. It's Church of God. And preached. This man, I knew him. He used to be my district overseer. And I went there and I preached what the Lord laid upon my heart. And I just did my finger like that. God spoke to me. He said, point your finger at him. And I said, you need to witness. You need to be a witness. Then I pointed my finger at two or three other people in that church. Did they get upset at you? Not on your life. Because the Holy Ghost said, do it. I'm not boasting in me. I wouldn't do it outside of that. I just would not do that. And so, prayerless life means that you don't care whether you pray or not. That more than likely you don't want to pray. You quit praying way back yonder sometime and you don't know how to get started back. I can tell you how to do it. Get on your knees and repent. Get on your knees and repent and ask God to forgive you for you're not praying. You know why homes tear up? And why there's so much yeah in the homes? Is because people are not praying together. The family, they used to be, Lewin Brothers had a song years ago, you might some know, most of you are not old enough to know about it, but anyway, the family that prays. They'll never be parted. Never be parted. The family that prays will never be parted. Amen? Alright, let me, another one. And I'm going to quit on this one by the help of the Lord. Failure to give God financially what belongs to Him. 10% every dime you get. Not just your paycheck. Somebody gives you something, pay tithes on it. That's right. If I have a dollar give to me, and I have in time past. Somebody just hand me a dollar. I tell a wife. Somebody gave me a dollar. Pay tithes on it. And we pay tithes on every dollar that comes in our home. Every dollar. A lot of people don't pay tithes on their Social Security. They said, I paid tithes on it before. No, you didn't. You've done drawed more out. If you've drawed 5 years, you're drawing off of Uncle Sam's money and you ain't paying tithes on it. Come on here.
Come on, brother. Go ahead.
You need to pay every paycheck you get. You need to pay tithes on that.
Yeah.
Don't pay tithes on what you bring home. Pay tithes on your top dollar.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
You'll see God bless you. He'll bless you. You're meddling now. That's all right. I still feel the presence of the Lord. Amen. Bring the tithes into the storehouse. This is the storehouse. This is where the blessings go out. The tithes come in and the blessings go out. Amen. The tithes are paid and your need is met. Amen. Don't withhold from God what belongs to Him. It wasn't yours to start with. Never was yours. It never belonged to us, did it? It belonged to God. And so God gets it. Amen? I'm telling you, I have never missed my tithes. Matter of fact, I paid my tithes and then somebody will come along and supply my need when I don't have what I need. Amen? So let's play those tithes. Let me just real quick, like I'm not going to have another subject, but let me say this right here. Everything in your life, you need to take it before God. You need to pray about it. Everything in your life. It doesn't matter what it is. You need to pray about it. When you fail to pray, you really don't have no right to complain about anything if you fail to pray. Amen? Stand to your feet with me, please. Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. Father, I worship You. I praise You. Thank You for Your anointing tonight, God. Thank You, Lord, for Your blessings upon us. Every benefit, God, that we have received from You. And I pray, Lord, You'd touch every heart and every mind and every soul in this building tonight, God. I pray that Your Word would go forth, God, and convict and woo and draw. Stir hearts, living God. Help us all, Lord, to realize, God, that we can have barriers to the blessings, God, that You want us to receive. And I ask You, Father, to touch every heart and mind. Stir the souls of Your people. Draw us nigh to You, Father, in the holy name of Jesus. Holy, holy, holy God. I want us to pray a few minutes. Come on, I want you to pray. Amen. Let's spend some time in prayer. Now's the time to repent. If I hit you tonight, now's the time to repent over it. Hallelujah.